I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baltimore Ravens getting ready to take on the Cincinnati Bengals for the second time in 3 weeks. If you recall, and I'm sure you do, the Bengals took care of business at M&T Bank Stadium of Baltimore on Thanksgiving night, 32-14, a horrible, horrible game for the Baltimore Ravens, a game in which, man, they turned the ball over a ton in that football game against the Bengals. Very uncharacteristic at the time. Committed 5 turnovers. Is that the key to beating the Bengals this time around, in your opinion, Ed? Cutting back on the turnovers, or would it take more?
That would be a start. The turnovers, that can't happen. But yeah, I do believe they could beat the Bengals. They didn't turn the ball. They were just so awful in that game. I mean, that was by far, I think, Lamar's the worst game of his career. I think if they wouldn't turn the ball, they can't beat the Bengals. The Bengals aren't that good. I mean, this is the problem. Just because they humiliated the Ravens at home doesn't mean that they're a good team.
6-7.
6-7.
That's the Ravens' record. So maybe they're not that good either.
Perhaps.
Is there a chance that Derrick Henry only gets 5 carries in the first half of this game?
No.
See, that to me.
Well, that's not true. There's always a chance with this crew.
Turnovers aside, I thought it was bad offensive game plan, Jeremy, in that football game.
Everything was bad. Like, you had time to get ready for this game. You had extra time. You had the worst defense on a short week. You had a quarterback coming back from a significant injury to his foot wearing a steel plate over it. The other team's missing their 2 best defensive players. They're missing one of their best wide receivers. Hey, why don't we just go in and score 14 points and forget about the running game? And everybody's like, well, their pass defense is terrible. So is the run defense. It may be even worse. So I don't know why you're not coming out running the football. And I wouldn't be shocked if they came out and threw it on the first 3 possessions.
The pass defense is horrible, but they gave up 5.6 yards a carry to the Baltimore Ravens, who only ran the ball 22 total times in that game. 10 by Derrick Henry, by the way, who was averaging 6 yards a carry.
And that game wasn't out of hand until late, when they got the whoopsies and kept turning the damn ball over.
Yeah, it was 9-7 at halftime. That's giving up 9 points. I mean, 12-7 at halftime. I'm sorry. Gave up 9 points in the second quarter. There's too many times that I've scratched my head about the offensive game plan by this football team. I thought the game plan was good Sunday, but that wasn't good enough to win because the Steelers couldn't run the ball at all and still won the game. Bad teams find ways to lose. You said Scott Garso used to always say, good teams don't get embarrassed on primetime TV and come back and lay an egg again.
Yep.
They got embarrassed on primetime TV and didn't come back and they didn't look good.
Can I tell you the funniest thing is that the Ravens are favored in Cincinnati this weekend.
Yeah.
And the look-ahead line for the Patriots, Ravens are favored over the Patriots.
Over the Patriots. Somebody still believes in this team.
If the numbers are telling you this is what it's supposed to be, even after seeing it's this bad, then whose fault is this? Like, where is this falling? You can lay it at the players' feet. A lot of this is going to come down to the coaches. How are you giving this much talent and this is how they're performing?
Yeah.
And you can look at it any way you want across the board, whether it's Harbaugh or the assistants. Like, what is going on?
And I said before, I think, you know, the ingredients that this team is given, the coaching staff is given, you've got to be better. Something's wrong.
Look, they made the right move by trading Owe and getting Gilman because it made this defense better. Owe has 5 sacks with the Chargers in 8 games.
How? What happened?
What are they doing different than you did?
You know what's going to happen? They're going to re-sign him. He's going to become the guy that we thought he could be.
It happens sometimes with these late developing pass rushers, though. We've seen it here where Paul Kruger all of a sudden figures it out and he's in a contract year and you're like, I can't pay this guy. You know, whether you want to talk about Za'Darius Smith or who are some of the other guys that we had here that kind of took off and, oh, do you want to sign Adelius Thomas? Do you want to sign Terrell Suggs? You know, like they've had these situations with decent pass rushers that kind of figure it out either towards the end of that contract and then you ultimately got to make decisions.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Ravens getting ready to take on the Cincinnati Bengals. And I know it seems like we were just here not too long ago against this Bengals football team on Thanksgiving night. Are you surprised? It seems kind of awkward because they have the Bengals and the Steelers all crunched up in the last, 6 weeks of the year?
Is it 6 or is it, I mean, either way, in the second half of the season, you play them 4 times.
I think 4 to less. Yeah, the only other teams they have other than those guys are the Patriots and the
Packers.
It's Bengals, Steelers, Patriots, Packers, Steelers.
Yeah. That's stupid.
That's dumb, man.
Who made this schedule? Dumbasses.
That is very stupid, man. I don't understand that schedule, but nonetheless, that's what we have.
You know the caveat that they have you play a divisional game in week 18 now, as it is. At first, that always sounded like a great thing because you're going to have a divisional game at the end of the year. But like, what happens if these teams aren't close and now you have a game that you would love to showcase between two rivals in Pittsburgh and Baltimore or whatever, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, Baltimore and Cincinnati. You have those two rivals and we have them playing at the end of the year and then that game means nothing. You know, like, there's a very good chance that happens. More times than not, you're not in week 18 trying to figure out where you're going. You know you've won your division. I'm hosting a home playoff game. I win and I get in, whatever it may be. Right. Or, hey, are we resting our players because we can't move up or down in our seeding in the playoffs? I just think that,
I don't think Pittsburgh would be in a position to rest.
Nobody's saying that this year. Yeah. I'm saying I don't like setting the schedule up that way because it gets, like, we've seen too many times where week 18 doesn't matter.
Yeah. You think who would have not mattered for this year? Just kind of looking at the standings right now.
Patriots?
You think, okay, for them? You think they'll be that far ahead of the Bills?
Yeah. I mean, the Patriots would have to collapse right now. Bills get them this week, right? But the Patriots are coming off a bye?
Yeah. I think it'll matter in the North, AFC North, it'll matter.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll matter in the AFC South.
AFC West, it could matter.
AFC West, I think it will matter. I think it will. NFC East, I think it'll matter. Now, I don't know. The Eagles are sliding.
The Eagles are having trouble.
Yeah, they're sliding. It could matter.
Yep.
This might not be the year to look at it, but there are other years where we had the Patriots where they locked up their division with 4 weeks left to go.
No. Yeah. I'm agreeing with you. I just think the point I was going to make is the league is so mediocre this year, I think you may get every division where it might matter. Because every division in the NFC is going to matter. I think the Eagles, the way they're falling, is going to matter.
Can the Broncos be caught by the Chargers or no?
Yeah. They can be. Yeah, it's 11-2 and 9-4. And look at the NFC West. 2 10-3 teams and a 9-4 team. Week 18 is going to matter in every division, maybe except for the AFC East. And I think there's a chance that it could matter there. 410-583-1057. I think that's an indictment on the mediocrity of the NFL right now. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Jacob Calvin Meyer joins us at 7:30, but on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yes, I'm giving it to a woman who brought a really interesting lawsuit against Caribbean Cruise Lines.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057TheFan. Shovels next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Big Bad Shovel of Wisdom is brought to you by Jerry's Toyota. Shop for your next new or used Toyota right now at jerrystoyota.com.
Time to give out shovels. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel this morning?
The wife of a man who died on a cruise ship. I don't quite understand this. Connie Aguilar. She's representing the estate of Michael Virgil. I guess it was her husband. This one's tough for me because I don't understand how they came up with this finding. Anyway, they're on a cruise on Royal Caribbean. Big guy. Big man. Very heavy. Big fellow. Looks like, you know, I don't know how tall, but it looks like an offensive lineman who worked at Dunkin' Donuts for the summer. He's just enormous. He gets really drunk. Really drunk. Then starts threatening the crew. One of the crew hides in a towel closet. The guy starts kicking on the door, trying to kill him. So he says, he's eventually, you know, subdued by security, which was not easy. It took a lot of security guys to get him down. They cuff him, pepper spray him, and all this stuff. The problem is, she's suing because they served him 33 drinks.
33,
and he dies. They restrained him and they gave him, you know, sedatives and pepper spray. But I mean, he is a danger to the other passengers. And you're on the sea. You're on the, you know, you're crossing an ocean. So I get why you have to take, you know, it's like being on an airplane. It's a special situation. But they're suing them for like over-serving him. And what I don't get is the autopsy was ruled homicide. Which means it doesn't mean murder, but it just means death at the hands of another human. So I don't know, you know, why, what the findings were with this, but to me it seems like, could you have stopped at like 5 drinks? 33 cocktails. They don't have his blood alcohol content here. But you got, a guy drinks 33 drinks and then goes berserk, starts kicking in a door, punching in a door, trying to, and takes his shirt off, which is a sight. It's just, I'm saying, he's a big boy. And then he gets restrained, and now he's dead, and now they're suing. I just feel like you always have someone to blame, even when your behavior is just, you know, outrageously bad. And I really don't know how we got here. I really don't. Like, just everybody's
Aren't there multiple bars on the cruise?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to track how many drinks that we're serving, that I'm serving Jeremy, if I have multiple bars?
I would say by his condition. Okay. I mean, that's how you know, like, not to overserve somebody.
I mean, look, not to just overdo it. You could have somebody get... You could also have people ordering drinks. Exactly. Maybe you can only order one at a time. You slide a card and it says how many you've had.
Right.
Yeah. But again, like...
Still ways around it. It is.
I think you just have to be smart and looking at the person. And sometimes... It's like a referee in a fight trying to jump in. It's like, is this guy really done? Is he... You know, I feel like you have to be that way in the moment and just cut people off.
Who's your shovel going to, Jeremy?
Oh, it's going to Mad Dog Russo. Have you seen the video yet?
No, I haven't.
You have not seen this video yet. Oh, my goodness. I retweeted it.
Clearly, he was a D1 athlete, apparently.
Negative. Neither was Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. D2.
Yeah, well, no, he talked about it. He averaged like 1.2 points a game. And look,
he played D2, right? Maybe. I thought it was Clark Atlanta. That's D2.
I thought there was some stuff said about him that wasn't necessarily true.
Okay. Stephen A.?
I read it in the National Enquirer. No. So if you missed this,
you retweeted it.
Yeah, this picture or this video.
I was about to say, where'd you retweet it?
You look at it's the one that says with Jonah Hill going seriously. So he's at Arizona State's basketball court. Then you watch him dribble and come up, and he wants to shoot a half court shot. So if any one of us were going to shoot a half court shot, what was going to happen? Like, maybe you're setting it up like a normal three-pointer and shooting it and chucking up. But most people run up, ball on their chest right, and shoot it with two hands. Yeah. This cat starts dribbling. He's all over the place. Then he grabs it with two hands and stops and stutters and throws it like a football pass. He looks ridiculous. He looks so ridiculous that his co-host and friends over at ESPN, Dan Orlovsky, called him out and said, "Really? This is what you did? This cat telling everybody that Bob Cousy is greater than any of the guys that play." Bob Cousy was amazing, by the way. He would be ashamed of watching this cat play. And I'm not saying you got to be able to play sports to talk it, but come on. What is that? Go look at that shot.
It was bad.
He didn't even hit the hoop or the backboard. He missed everything.
That's your come on moment? This is my come on moment. Come on. I'm tired of it. I get it. You guys didn't make the playoffs. You're disappointed. My shovel goes to Notre Dame AD Pete Bavakwa for this right here.
We were mystified by the actions of the conference to attack, you know, their biggest really business partner in football and a member of their conference in 24 of our other sports. And I would tell you, Dan, I wouldn't be honest with you if I didn't say that they have certainly done permanent damage to the relationship between the conference and Notre Dame.
Wah.
Why just join the conference and win it every year, which would be pretty
easy. Your greatest business partner and member of the conference and other sports.
Except this one.
You damage the reputation. You damage the relationship. You know what? Well, I'll give a shovel to him. Hats off to Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yorkmark for these comments.
I don't like how Notre Dame's reacted to it. I think Pete's his behavior has been egregious. It's been egregious going after Jim Phillips when they saved Notre Dame during COVID. We all knew, and it was very transparent, Hunter was very transparent about it, that as Notre Dame and Miami got closer together, head-to-head would be a factor, okay? BYU lost. They became closer together, head-to-head made a difference in that decision. So I think he is totally out of bounds in his approach, and if he was in the room, I'd tell him the same thing.
Good for you.
Come on, man. Shut up. You have a rule in place next year. If you're top 12, it doesn't matter. You're going to be in it anyway. You got a Notre Dame rule in place next year. How about this? So you wanted us. To me, Ed, it sounds like it came down to a question of Miami or Notre Dame. It wasn't about Alabama. Mm-hmm. It was Miami and Notre Dame. So, Ed, as a person, as a team is fully invested like Miami in the conference, including the sport in which we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
You want people of the ACC to say one of two things, no comment, or Notre Dame. That's what you want them to say. Yeah. You don't want them to give an argument for Miami, and if they do, you feel they're not being loyal to you. Yeah. For the school that's in their conference. What is wrong with you?
It's entitlement.
Entitlement.
It's entitlement, and it's gone on way too long for that university. It really has. And, you know, I had no axe to grind with Notre Dame, but I got to say, this is ridiculous.
People ask me, why do I hate Notre Dame so much? This is why.
Yeah.
Brett, your remark, thank you very much. I don't like how you're handling this. Let us not forget they saved your asses during COVID.
There's so many things here, though. They saved their ass during COVID. Miami won the head-to-head. You know, it was the first game they had this year. They win that head-to-head 27-24. So they already have the tiebreaker. They're a member of the conference permanently. And Notre Dame refuses, except for every other sport that they have. If you want to solve this problem, join the ACC.
Exactly.
You probably win it most years. It's a weak conference. You're a much better program than pretty much every program
in there.
They
want their cake and eat it, too.
Exactly.
They want everything their way. And no one singular college, university, whatever you want. Hell, you might even want to call them organizations now because of how much money's in this. But, like, no one deserves this much attention and this much
money. For not going to the playoffs.
And why are you more important than Alabama or Ohio State or, you know, Michigan or any other blue blood programs? Why are you more important?
And I love this part, Jeremy. You put some damage to the relationship. Okay, what are we going to do? We're not going to schedule you. Who else are you going to play, Notre Dame? Who else?
Yeah.
You definitely don't want to go swat in the ACC. I mean, the SEC. You don't want to go challenge in the Big Ten. You don't want them. You don't want all the. You want the NDA. We don't want Indiana anymore. And the Purdue's and all of them. But if you want to fill your schedule up with a conference, you want to stay with the ACC. Because if you have to fill up your schedule with a conference of the Big Ten or the SEC, you can't just get the cupcakes. So, you're going to eventually have to play the big boys.
So the two best teams they played outside of the two teams they lost to, in my opinion, would be Pittsburgh, who did have a shot to win the ACC. And if you watch Pittsburgh, they're not good. And by the way, when they played Pittsburgh, what did Pittsburgh say? We don't care about this game. The next game is more important
exactly.
to us because that was the conference game against Georgia Tech.
Absolutely. So
now, they lost to Southern Cal, too. They beat Southern Cal, but they were at home. And I said this before. Go look at Southern Cal. Mm-hmm. Every time they leave their time zone, they either lose or barely win a game.
Like crap.
They did it against Purdue, who sucked this year.
So you don't have to go away mad.
Just go away.
Just go away. Yep. Father Time is undefeated. Phillip Rivers is trying to beat it. We'll talk about that at 7:45. But on the other side, we'll go down to Orlando, Florida, talk to Jacob Calvin-Meyer up next on The Fan. 7:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now from Orlando, Florida, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com's own Jacob Calvin-Meyer. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Doing well. The worst thing about you being on Orlando is the real star of the interview is not with you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she's at home with my mom today.
Okay. All right, listen.
There you go.
Lots of going on down there in Orlando. Owners, general managers. Kyle Schwarber, according to reports, the Orioles were in on him. Looks like the same deal that the Philadelphia Phillies gave him. He wanted to go back home. Are you encouraged by that news from the Baltimore Orioles that they were involved in that and at such a high price?
Yeah, I don't think there's any way to look at this other than as a positive, right? If somebody had told you 3 years ago, when John Angelos was still owning the Orioles, that after the 2025 season, Mike Elias would offer a designated hitter a 5 years, $150 million contract, I think everybody would have laughed at that suggestion.
And I'll go one step further. Nobody would have told you that.
Right. Exactly. And then, remember, last offseason, Mike Elias, I believe the numbers were 4 years, 180 for Corbin Burns, and Burns wanted to go to Arizona, right? So free agency is a two-way street. This is just my impression of the Kyle Schwarber thing, which is he told his agency, hey, I'm staying in Philadelphia, but go get me the most money, and that's what happened. And the question for the Orioles is, if they are looking at Pete Alonso, is the same thing going to happen? Is Pete Alonso, does he want to stay in New York? Does Steve Cohen want him to stay there? And is it just going to be something where the Orioles end up sort of being runner-ups there too, because the first step in free agency is having the money and being willing to spend it. The second part is being able to convince players to come to your team and to be a destination. And I think the Orioles are on the precipice of being there, but they're not there quite yet. Like what we've seen out of the Blue Jays this offseason and how they've really popped over the past year.
So what do you think the chances are? Alonso is just doing this to see if he can squeeze more out of Cohen, or what is Kyle Tucker doing the same thing?
Yeah, Kyle Tucker's in a different like stratosphere, right? Because he's going to get a longer term deal than what Alonso's going to get, and so then your question for the Orioles is like, how willing are you to give out like a 7-year, $200 million contract? Like that seems less likely to me than the Alonso thing. Again, this is just speculation on my part, and so. With Alonso, again, my assumption is always just that he's going to stay in New York, but the Mets have been doing some weird things. They just let Edwin Diaz go for what appears to be a small amount of money. And so anything is possible at this point. Pete Alonso is clearly a fit. Michael Elias did say on Monday, this is something that he also would not have said a couple years ago. He said that there is payroll space for the team to make two splashes in free agency, a pitcher and a big bat. And so this is just my opinion. I think they would probably be better served going out and getting two splash pitchers than a pitcher and a bat, just because I think that's more feasible, and I think it would be better for the team. But at the end of the day, if they end up getting an Alonso, a Tucker, a Cody Bellinger, who, in my view, really fits this roster, being able to play center field and first base, that is clearly going to help this team in addition to what they already had in an addition in Taylor Ward.
This is, again, I might talk about Plant High School. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. From Tampa. That was my neighborhood high school down there. Mm-hmm. Do you know both Alonso and Tucker went there?
Yeah, I mean, even more guys.
They produce so many great athletes. Look, amazing.
I think Tucker's one of the best players in all of baseball, honestly. Like, the way he hits lefties, righties, approach defensively. And this was always my thought, JCM, and tell me if you agree, disagree, but I always felt like they were going to sign a starting pitcher, sign a bat, and then whatever bat they sign, the corresponding move is Beavers and Cows are getting traded if you pick up Tucker, Mayo getting traded if you pick up Pete Alonso, and using that to go get another starting pitcher, i.e. an Edward Cabrera or somebody similar to that.
Yeah, I think you have the order of operations right in that. I think Elias wants to get something done on the free agency front before making the trade so that he knows who to trade. If you get an Alonso, you're right. It looks to be more like a Mayo Mountcastle. If you get another outfielder, it's more likely to be a Beavers, Kerstad, et cetera, situation. And so, you know, you mentioned Calder. So, I think the interesting part about this offseason is up until literally this year, the way that Michael Elias approached the offseason was like last year, we need a right-handed hitting backup catcher. Let's go out and get the best one on the market. And he just like had the very narrow view. We need a right-handed hitting outfielder. Let's go out and get one of the best ones on the market in Tyler O'Neill. That obviously didn't work out. But this offseason, he's very much taking a more broad approach, which is that it seems like he wants a big bat in free agency, and he's talking to seemingly all of them. And some of those guys are left-handed hitting outfielders. It's a Cody Bellinger who's left-handed hitting but can play first base. It's an Alonso who's a right-handed hitting first baseman. And then it's Schwarber who's a left-handed hitting DH. And so I think Elias is viewing this as, listen, we just need to get better, and we will figure out the configurations of our lineup and our defense once we get a legitimate stud in here to help supplement and guide this young core.
Got to get the first one, though, right? The first one's got to happen.
Yeah. Hey, Jacob, we got to get out of here, but in your opinion, these meetings are over tomorrow. Will the Orioles make a move one way or the other before the end of these meetings?
I think the odds are always on that something's not going to happen just because it's such a condensed period of time. I can say this, they're very busy up in the Orioles suite. There's a lot going on, and I think – Elias and company are a lot busier at this winter meeting than they've ever been in the 3 years that I've been covering the team.
There you go. Tell folks how to follow you on social media.
Just on Twitter at J Calvin Meyer, and I appreciate you guys. And I promise next time you have me on, the little one will be with me.
Yeah, we want to hit a star, man. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you,
man.
Yes, sir.
Safe travels. 410-583-1057.
Joey Disney.
He said that they're busiest that he's ever seen them since being on this beat. That's positive for me, too. Because we know Jacob Calvin-Meyer calls balls and strikes.
Problem is, like, even if you're out there dancing with everybody, if you don't take somebody home, fans are still going to feel the same way. You know, and we've heard they're in on everyone. Like, right. There's not a box that hasn't been checked for
is
the
that,
Orioles.
Is that fair?
It's not fair, but it is because of the circumstances of what we've had. Because
I'll give you an example. They offered Kyle Schwarber reportedly the same thing that the Phillies offered him. Schwarber wanted to go back. So do you ding the Orioles and say they didn't offer him enough?
Because you know what ultimately happens? If the one guy that's live to just leave and go anywhere, to me, is Bellinger. And he's the guy we haven't talked a lot about. And I don't know if you guys read what I sent in the group chat where Scott Boras was being cute saying, well, nobody's out here dodging it. You know, you got to come out and you want to get in the red. And he starts he basically said all of the team's names that were in on Bellinger. And he said the Birds, meaning, I mean, they're
the Cardinals.
Yes, the Cardinals and Blue Jays. That's what he's talking about. No, Cardinals, Blue Jays, Orioles being in that mix form as well. And I think the Seahawks, too. The NFL was interested in them. Right. But no, like.
You say, I don't think Tucker is linked. I don't think Tucker is.
No.
Devoted to anybody.
The difference is Tucker's going to make more money than everybody else.
I got you.
And everybody assumes that means Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox. And the Yankees haven't done anything yet. Nothing. So everybody's like, what's going to happen? And my assumption is, I hope it doesn't come down to the Orioles and Red Sox just outbidding themselves for Pete Alonso, and then he takes it back to the Mets and does exactly what Schwarber did, which is a possibility. Because if those things happen and you miss out on Tucker, I think it's a full court press to try to get Belly and overpay for him. Mm-hmm. But at some point, you just got to come in.
Overpay for somebody.
I think you just got to throw the extra year in there and just eat it, man.
Cordell Woodland joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, Phillip Rivers signs on with the Colts practice squad. Chances are he is going to be on the active roster eventually and reset his Hall of Fame clock. Is this the epitome of desperation? But for who? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's popping, fellas. I'll tell you what's popping. Phillip Rivers looks like he's coming back to the National Football League. He signed on a practice squad. This practice squad seems to be the new thing for teams to do to hide you for a little while, for a couple of days often. We just signed someone ourselves. Phillip Rivers
had a Hall of Fame career, in my opinion. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, for sure.
17 seasons. Could go into next Hall of Fame class. If he is activated, not even plays, activated, his five-year window resets. Jeremy, how do you feel about that?
It doesn't bother me. I mean, as long as he's okay with it, because like there are a lot of people that think he's a borderline Hall of Famer. I don't. I think the problem is when people start comparing quarterbacks, they always want to go about championships. And if you don't win a championship, then all of a sudden it doesn't matter. Or if you're Eli Manning and you won two championships, everybody goes, well, they don't matter because he wasn't a great player during the regular season. It's like,
they should shut up.
Both of those guys are Hall of Famers, in my opinion. I almost said Pete Rivers. Phil Rivers.
But my guy, Pete Carroll.
Yeah, Phil Rivers, he played in an AFC championship on a torn ACL. Remember the game LaDainian Tomlinson sat out because he was a little banged up? And he played through it.
Did you just drive by LaDainian Tomlinson?
No, he was hurt. Again, both of them were hurt, and he played through a torn ACL.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at this guy a little bit differently. The fact that he's coming back, if he's okay with the clock resetting, it shouldn't matter. But it's weird. He signed a one-day contract to retire as a Charger. So does he do that again after this?
Yeah, as a Colt.
No, I'm saying, does he finish with the Colts and then go back to the Chargers? Say, can I retire with you guys again?
He's got to retire as a Charger.
He already did.
How about he stay retired? That's what I'm in favor of that. Stay retired, man.
I don't care. I mean, because to my opinion, I think he's a Hall of Famer. So it doesn't matter when the clock starts. He's going in.
Maybe it would be better to go in later too with some of the quarterbacks that have just come up, like Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. You know, like go in after that.
That's true.
The next group.
That's weird to me. Very weird.
Because he might be going in the same time Aaron Rodgers is going in. You know what I mean? Like, if he comes back and plays, we don't know if they're both going to retire.
Yeah.
Whatever. I think the owner of the Colts just got pregnant, though. Like, wherever that guy goes, somebody winds up knocked up. Phil is just on one.
Maybe that's what it is. He don't want to be home with them damn kids.
So, who's the other quarterback that's there now? They have it's Rippon. So, they have Brett Rippon, right? He's
Leonard.
Huh?
Riley Leonard.
No, Riley Leonard's banged up. They don't know if he's going to play on Sunday.
All right.
They're hoping Riley Leonard can go on Sunday. If he can't, Rippon starts. Those are the only two quarterbacks they have.
That's Mark Rippon's nephew, right?
Is it nephew or son?
Is it a son? I don't know. It's a relationship to him.
It's his daughter. but again, they're going to go to this guy. Like, this is a team that has a legitimate shot to not only be in the playoffs, but make a run from everything else the way it's set up. I mean, they're starting to fall apart a little bit. But again, we've all said this. There's nobody you fear in the AFC. There's no great teams.
Including them.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is an indictment, Ed, on the state of quarterback in the National Football League.
Clearly.
That you had to go over
get a 45-year-old guy?
A guy who's eligible for the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
This keeps happening every year. And Colin Kaepernick goes, you guys remember me? I'm willing to come back and play. And they're like, nah, we'll talk to the 45-year-old.
I find that hilarious. I think it is an indictment on the quarterback pool. Like, that's what you're going for?
Yeah.
Buddy.
Man.
I mean, you guys are so bad that we had to get this grandfather, literally a grandfather. The big question is this. Can he help the Colts?
Yeah, I mean, look, but at this point of his career, is he a manager of the game? Because I think that's the only thing they really need until they need you to make plays. It would be fun. I just watched the clip of Phillip Rivers again. It's the best. He throws a pass. Defender knocks him on his ass, just completely levels him. He's laying on the ground. The defender helps him up. And after the defender helps him up, he goes, that's 90 yards right on you. That's 90 yards. 90 yards. You see that?
He was the king of trash talking.
The guy just helped him up and he started trash talking.
He was the king of trash talking.
And then the defensive player goes to the ref.
He would never swear.
No, flipping. He's, everything. He never.
Good time Christian.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love him, though.
I'm a big Phillip Rivers fan, man. This is not me questioning him coming back is not a statement of whether I like him or not. It's like so many things are at stake. Your legacy. Your age, man.
But he doesn't lose it. It just goes in later.
But you're 45 years old. I'm worried about his health. You're 45. This is a young man's game. You retired, and you said it's a young man's game. 5 years ago, he said that.
Mm-hmm.
And now he comes back. Hey, Phil, it's still a young man's game, and you got older. My number one concern is not the Hall of Fame. My number one concern is not can he help the team. My number one concern is Phillip Rivers. Dude.
Well, if he gets hurt, he can just go home. right?
This is true.
I don't like it. Corey in Baltimore. What's up, Corey?
Man, I don't like it either. For one, I would rather go down with my two young quarterbacks. For them to sign a Geritol man himself, man, stay gone, bro. You in the Hall of Fame, man. I'd rather go down in flames with Rippon and Leonard, man. For real. I just think this is, like, worse than them putting up that runners up to the AFC championship game.
Hey, let me ask you this, Corey, before you go. Will Richardson ever play for you guys again?
You know what? For real, man. If this is fourth year going in, he better come training camp. He better show up. Because Danny Dimes, I hope they don't do him cruddy, man, because he played his ass off this season, man. So come the off season, if they do bring him back, he better show his ass, man. He better show off. He better show something.
I don't think he had no ass to show, Corey. I'm just being honest with you. As you would say, for real.
I think that's all he has to show.
I don't think there's anything in that tank,
and,
man.
And by the way, like, he's coming up on year four. They're not going to pick up his fifth year option.
No.
The only thing he has going for him is that your quarterback just got hurt and you don't know when he's going to be available off the Achilles injury, right? You don't know, is he going to be all of next year? Is this a career ender for Daniel Jones? As it's done for some people, but we've seen other guys recently, Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers, come back.
He doesn't strike me as a guy who takes his craft seriously.
Who doesn't?
Richardson, Anthony.
I don't think
Richardson.
He ever has. He's always been the best player on the field.
He doesn't take this thing. He doesn't take. Dude, you better study.
He has that Jamarcus Russell feeling. Like, he's always been the best player every time he walked on, and then now you walk on the field and people are better than you, and you don't work hard enough to get to that point.
That's what he strikes me as, man. Like, if you took this seriously, I think you could do something. I think your number one problem is you.
You. Yes.
Cordell Woodland joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, whose season has been more disappointing in the National Football League? The Chiefs or the Ravens? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan.
Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.